The union representing faculty and staff at the City University of New York opposes an initiative that will make it easier for students in the two-year community colleges to transfer to four-year college programs in the system. Union leaders say the curriculum changes, known as pathways, are too restrictive and they water down CUNY's academic standards. The conflict spilled into view this week with ads published in several newspapers. CUNY says the plan is on track to go into effect this fall. Here now to talk about the program is the Executive Vice Chancellor and University Provost of CUNY, Lexa Logue. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks very much.
Tell me about the Pathways program and its goals.
All right. The goals are to facilitate transfer of students, undergraduate students at CUNY, not just from the community colleges to the senior colleges, but in all directions, among all the different colleges, because we have a great deal of transfer going on. And for many decades, students transferring at CUNY have had difficulty in getting their credits counted, particularly counted as the type of course they took, general education, major, or elective, when they transferred. And this has resulted in them taking longer to graduation, having less choice in the courses they took, and sometimes not having financial aid cover their courses.
Why was there a problem? It's all the same system. Why would there be difficulty in transferring from one CUNY school to another?
Well, it's all one system, and New York State education law specifies that we're one university and that transfer should be facilitated among the different units. But what has been happening is that basically a course got counted for credit when a student transferred if it matched another course at the receiving college, and those decisions were sometimes idiosyncratic, and they didn't help the students to transfer their credits the way they took them, again, as general education, as major courses, or as electives.
So if I'm understanding this right, what the Pathways program would do is all the schools in the CUNY system would now formulate their curriculum around three different elements: the required Common Core, the flexible Common Core, and for students in bachelor's degree programs, the college option requirement. Am I getting that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But I should add that all of the courses have to satisfy certain learning outcomes. The Pathways Project does not specify particular courses. It specifies learning outcomes that students have to achieve and the courses have to achieve. This allows each campus to design the courses that they think will best meet those learning outcomes. So it allows the campuses individuality in what actual courses they require of their students. And yet, if the student takes one of those courses and transfers to another campus, the credit automatically gets counted.
If a department chair disagrees with this new Pathways program, can they opt out or adapt the program to fit the goals of their department at their school?
Well, I should say, of course, we are all bound by the university's Board of Trustees and their policies. However, the way the board designed Pathways was that it would have a great deal of flexibility, as I said, so that campuses can put their own flavor on their general education curriculum. And in terms of major courses, it's only the first few courses that are to satisfy the same learning outcomes across the campuses. After that, the majors can diverge and specialize and be different on the different campuses.
Ads out this week make some strong allegations, including one that says students will have less time in writing classes or less rigorous basic science classes without lab work.
All right. Well, again, campuses have flexibility as to how much lab work they want students to do. And some of the campuses have chosen to have students do extensive lab work. others less. But I should say that the learning outcomes for the general education curriculum under Pathways specify that there is to be development of communication skills, including writing and speaking, in all the courses in the Common Core.
Ms. Logue, so I need to leave it there so I can get the opposing side. Thank you so much for joining me here on WNYC. And now to talk about opposition to Pathways is Barbara Bowen, president of CUNY's Professional Staff Congress. Barbara, tell me why you think this program will do more harm than good.
Pathways isn't really about transfer. It's about quality. That's what our issue is. Our issue is not about easing transfer, but the dispute here is really about the quality of education. Pathways will not really solve the problems that do exist, and we certainly agree there are problems for students in transferring credits. The problem is that Pathways dilutes the curriculum at CUNY. It's a general education curriculum across all of CUNY that reduces what is required of students. For instance, in lab basic science courses, the lab component has been cut out of those courses as a necessary, essential part of the courses. Yes, there might be other ways for students to take a lab, but those courses have been truncated so that now you could take a basic introductory biology course with no lab component. We think that that shortchanges our students, and that's why there's an unprecedented level of opposition to this from the faculty, because we feel it brings in a curriculum that is just inadequate, not good enough for CUNY students.
What action is the union taking to oppose Pathways?
The actions against Pathways have come from all across the university. There have been more than 100 resolutions passed by the different academic senates and departments against Pathways. More than 5,000 people have signed a petition calling on the chancellor to repeal it, reconsider, start again with something that originates in faculty knowledge, not in something imposed by the administration.
So you disagree with the executive vice chancellor's view that each school can has the freedom and the flexibility to tailor this and include the kind of lab work that you're now saying Pathways guts?
There's some flexibility as a student goes forward beyond the general education requirements. But what Pathways does is bring in a set of general education requirements that reduces the existing requirements. And that's our problem, that we feel our students come to us at CUNY with a lot of challenges, a lot of needs, and what they need is more investment, more time with the faculty, not less.
Barbara Bowen, I need to wrap it up. Barbara Bowen is president of CUNY's Professional Staff Congress. Thanks for joining me on All Things Considered here on WNYC.
Thank you.